The search for an amicable settlement was brought up at the conclusion of the hour-long session held before hundreds of Chief Illiniwek friends and foes at Folinger Auditorium. Board Chairman Gerald Shea.
Based on the thoughtful comments and reflections I've heard today, I believe a committee should be appointed to address the concerns raised by my fellow board members and trustees. I will discuss the nature of this committee with my colleagues before the next meeting and announce the committee membership at that time and its charge.
Shea's announcement was the only action arising out of the session. For the rest of the hour, the trustees spoke as individuals about their feelings on Chief Illiniwek. The dancing Indian, who has been portrayed by student performers at U of I athletic events for the past 75 years. Nearly all the trustees emphasized their affection for the chief, starting with Susan Gravenhorst. She called Chief Illiniwek a unifying symbol and described his halftime dance as artistic.
Each unique interpretation celebrates the best of Native American culture, and it stands for honorable qualities to which everyone should aspire, including goodness, strength, bravery, truthfulness, courage, and dignity. I believe the value of this tradition far outweighs any objections that have been raised against the chief.
But the trustees also said they listened to those who feel the chief is an offensive stereotype of Native Americans. U of I at Chicago student trustee Aaron Reddy said that he could relate Native Americans' feelings against the chief to his own experiences as a South Asian American. The board's newest member, Lawrence Epley, commented that Chief Illiniwek's performance at the Big Ten tournament in Chicago last year seemed to be more perplexing than inspiring for non-Illini fans. And Urbana student trustee Aaron Gleason suggested that it might be time for the chief to go.
I believe that we must attempt to find a compromise and move toward the retirement of Chief Illiniwek and the discontinuation of the Chief Illiniwek logo. We must seek unification rather than prolong this controversy, which greatly divides our campus, alumni, and community.
Gleason, whose vote on the board is advisory, was the only trustee to suggest the chief should be eliminated. But several trustees did endorse the idea of a committee to discuss the issue. The exact goal of the committee remains unclear, as does its membership. But trustee Jeffrey Gindorf says the committee has to include people who are capable of compromise. He echoed a trustee who gave one of the most aggressive pro-chief speeches of the afternoon, William Engelbrecht.
I think trustee Engelbrecht had a good point in that there are extremes on both sides that won't work to help us find a solution that everyone can live with. And I would think that they would be more harmful than good in this kind of a situation.
For the anti-chief members of the audience, the trustees' remarks were not surprising. None seemed to be impressed by the proposed committee. And many have already said that earlier compromise proposals, such as a Native American Studies program, are meaningless unless Chief Illiniwek is retired. Paul Apodoca came to the Champaign-Urbana suburb of Savoy from the Southwest. He says Chief Illiniwek is offensive to him as an Apache. And while he welcomes the committee proposal, he's not optimistic.
I don't have a whole lot of hope that the chief will really be retired. I'm convinced he won't, and I doubt that there will be many effective changes made by this board. So time will go on, and the issues will continue, and the disturbances felt by the Native Americans will continue.
Susan Gravenhorst, the only trustee remaining from the 1990 board that formerly endorsed the chief, says board members today are more thoughtful on the issue and aware that public opposition has grown. But she believes a resolution to the chief controversy is several years away.
I think it's going to take a great deal of thought on the part of both factions and deliberation. And just bringing forth suggestions will take quite some time, and seeing whether those suggestions might prove to be worthwhile or successful. You don't get rid of 70-year-old tradition overnight.
And Gravenhorst says the only compromise she could endorse would be one that lets Chief Illiniwek stay. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.